This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to contact tracers, people who work to identify others who've interacted with an infected person and have them quarantine. Miami Beach, Florida has a contact tracing program called Race to Trace to help people keep people healthy and hotels, restaurants, and arts venues going. From WLRN in Miami, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
Singer Ceci Leon performed at the first event open to the public at the North Beach Bandshell in December. For most of the pandemic, this outdoor stage streamed its events online. But on this night, 150 people were allowed in, seated 6 to 8 feet apart and all wearing masks. And attendees agreed to give their name and contact information to the Rhythm Foundation, which manages this place. Benton Galgay is a director at the nonprofit that joined the contact tracing program Race to Trace.
We actually have a personal liaison from the Department of Health who, you know, is in constant contact with me.
That contact tracer asks for a guest list if anyone tests positive. There are 7 contact tracers from the Department of Health available to Miami Beach businesses. One of their jobs is to establish a relationship with the companies they follow and provide safety training. The program is funded with a $455,000 grant from the Rockefeller Foundation. About 50 companies have signed up. The Carillon Resort in Miami Beach is one of them. Patrick Fernandez, a company director, says that training and support have been helpful.
It certainly has allowed us to be more confident in our ability to operate a business during a pandemic.
So far, he says Carillon has passed along information about 2 positive COVID-19 cases. Marina Pravdic is a manager on the project for the Rockefeller Foundation.
I love working on it personally.
She says one priority is to protect workers in the hospitality industry. Many of the workers are Black or Latinx.
2 of the communities that have been the most disproportionately impacted by this pandemic.
When the program ends in August, its success will be measured by how many businesses signed up, how many people the contact tracers reached, and the number of employees who said they felt safer at work. I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.